I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1946. U.S. steelworkers staged the greatest walkout in the history of the steel industry. Nearly 750,000 strikers shut down more than 1,200 steel plants in 30 states. In Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh area alone saw nearly 250,000 steelworkers take to the picket line on strike. During World War II, workers in the steel industry had mostly gone without pay increases, as the focus of steel production was to support the war effort. During the war, labor disagreements built up. When the war ended, those disagreements resulted in a wave of strikes. Workers in the steel industry believed they were long overdue a pay increase. The steel companies did not agree and refused to bargain. One such example was at Inland Steel, headquartered in Chicago, Illinois. Inland workers had not received a raise in more than 4 years. After 4 years of frozen wages, they demanded a quarter an hour increase, but their demands fell on deaf ears. Similar stories were heard at steel plants throughout the nation. The great 1946 steel strikes forced the bosses back to the bargaining table and became part of the largest wave of strikes in United States history. All told, nearly 5,000 strikes took place that year, with some 4.6 million workers walking off the job. There was a backlash, however, against these strikes. In 1947, Congress considered 250 different labor-related bills. That year, 24 Democrats and nearly every Republican voted to override President Harry Truman's veto of the Taft-Hartley Act, which was specifically meant to curb union power. Taft-Hartley outlawed wildcat strikes. It also allowed states to pass right-to-work laws. 24 states now have right-to-work laws that severely curtail union organizing and the power of working people. At the time, President Truman denounced Taft-Hartley as a slave labor bill. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.